Hello, guys. I'm very happy to have you this evening. Now, I hope you really enjoy part one to A Mother's Descent into Depravity. Now, remember, this is all just fantasy. You're never too old to play pretend. And yeah, I do want you guys to know this is just a role play and that everything I do is a fantasy. And I mainly do a lot of my fantasies for the purpose of harm reduction. And I want to make sure I help people keep the fantasy a fantasy, you know? So I love providing my content. I love doing it. And I really hope you guys enjoy this. And this was actually a custom order by somebody, and part two will be coming out soon. Thank you. And if you would like a custom too, be sure to join my Discord server at discord.gg/pervertparadise. Thanks so much. Being a single mother has never been easy, and as any mother will tell you, once you meet a man that comes into your life out of nowhere during one of the most desperate times, especially a man that is a good father to your kids, you don't want to let him go, no matter what. You want to keep him as close as possible, and you'll do almost anything to keep him around, because you know how hard it was to find him to begin with. You know that you've been struggling and barely scraping by for years. Well, let me tell you how this began. Me and my daughter Jessica, her father ran out at a very young age. Almost right after she was born, he took right off. I could only find an odd job here and there, scared to death that we just wouldn't make it every single day, almost starving at times. Finally, about a year ago, though, I met someone that completely changed my life. And he's just amazing. He's absolutely amazing. But I met him when I was literally at rock bottom, a single mother in the world of welfare community housing. We even stayed in disgusting shelters a couple of times. Me and my daughter have been desperate. And I finally got one of my little rare odd jobs that I get here and there. And this one was in a particularly hole-in-the-wall bar. But then I saw him. I saw the man that would change everything. I met Jason. And we hit it off immediately. He left me a nice tip that night with his number on the receipt. I immediately called and we started to really connect. We ended up moving in together eventually. You know, before I would have never dreamed to find a good guy that was not abusive, not a psycho, one that actually wanted me and loved me and was even willing to raise Jessica with me. I couldn't have asked for more. Not only that, but he was handsome, good in bed. I mean, had a decent job. A woman can't ask for more than that, especially a desperate one. And not only that, he got along amazingly with my daughter, just absolutely fantastic. And just after years of not having a good father figure, or no father figure at all, actually, you know, after her father left when she was barely even a newborn, I just kind of gave up. But then I met Jason, and he made everything better. Everything. Just desperate. I never want to lose him. When we finally started moving in together, you know, my flat just wasn't an option. It was way too small. And it was honestly on state assistance. So now that me and him were together and wanted to move in together, we got a nice little two-bedroom apartment. Much bigger apartment. But The economy is rough right now. It's been rough for quite some time. And I rarely found more than the occasional odd job here and there. I could see the strain in Jason as he started to pile on more shifts to pay for the three of us. You know, it was good in the beginning. We were kind of in a honeymoon phase and everything was going real well, but the more he worked, the more exhausted he looked. And then work with the added family time and everything on top of that. It just, I knew I wasn't enough. I kept trying to put my worries away, thinking, well, maybe he's not really thinking of leaving, but something tells me that there's just something not right with Jason. The last half year, he started to get more and more detached. And I just haven't known what to do or how to change. It's been taking a huge toll on our sex life. We literally just will pass out in the middle of foreplay. I mean, and we've also had problems of, you know, him getting it up, you know, and the short pockets of time we have between work and family and sleep. And it's just, I feel like it's beginning to be too much. It's been too much for quite some time. But I think I may have found a solution to all of our problems. I think I may have found a way to make him stay. One evening, after he left for his evening shift, I saw his laptop was still on and that the screen hadn't been shut off. And normally I leave these things be. I don't bother to look at what he's doing. I mean, I trust him after all. But something told me that I should take a look. Call it womanly intuition or whatever you will. And I just wanted to check out what he'd really been up to. And then I saw it. Not only were there sites with single apartment ads, but he'd even been emailing back and forth with a landlord already. I just realized my worst fears were true. He's going to leave me. I still haven't quite gotten over the shock of knowing that he wants to leave, and I can't really blame him. With everything going on, I mean, life has not been fucking fun. It's been fucked. It's been shitty. The economy is fucked right now. And the amount he's been working, I knew I hadn't been doing enough to make him stay. But I haven't known what to do. I started to look even more through the computer until I saw something else. I found one of the incognito windows and it was open. I can't believe he left it open. I went ahead and I took a look. And it was full of stuff I never thought I would see in my life. Pictures of young little girls, some younger than Jessica, some in Jessica's age. Little 7 and 8 year old girls just like Jessica. I kept scrolling through everything. Some of them were in the most outrageously sluttiest outfits I'd ever seen. Some were barely clothed at all. One of them was even this nudist site, which is these girls with a little leaf covering their little cunts. I mean, many were wearing lingerie and lace-top stockings, little black high heels. I mean, there were even some pictures of these young girls with handcuffs on and, you know, kind of laying there and looking real seductive and coy right into the lens of whoever the photographer may have been. Still trying to get over the shock of it all, I go to the kitchen, I make a margarita, and I sit back down at the computer, and I try to collect my thoughts, everything that's happening. I pick a cigarette up and I light it. Looking over the computer, he just had tons of these sites just left open. I'm happy Jessica at least wasn't home while this was happening. She was still at like an afternoon ballet class. You know, I'm starting to realize that he always wanted to drop her off, you know. And one time he even had her, you know, give him a little bit of a foot rub. You know, it was real seductive too, and I could tell he was really enjoying it. It was all kind of odd and awkward when that happened. You know, from watching him, I know that he would never touch Jessica, that he had been just, you know, doing a couple things here and there, but never touching her. But he does seem to give her really long glances, and now that I know all this, I know what to do. I know that he wants her. I know he wants her just like all those little girls on his computer. All of that child porn. He's just a pedophile. And he's also the best man I've ever met. And I feel so guilty for not trying to keep our relationship together. I can't let him leave. I think I know what I have to do. But what can I do really about it? Should I have Jessica walk around the house in little slutty clothes? Maybe I can find some little girl lingerie online, or at least find some really small sizes. I could do her makeup. I could teach her all about giving head with this dildo I have over here in my bedroom. Maybe me and Jessica will have a little bit of mother-daughter time tonight. I'll tell her about what's going on and see if she can help her poor mommy here. Help us keep this lovely man around that's treated us better than even her own father did. I wonder how she'll react. I wonder how he'll react when he sees her. When he sees her and cute little pieces of lingerie, barely dressed in high heels, makeup done up to the hilt, kneeling down in front of him, possibly even giving him another one of those sensual foot rubs that he had her give before. I guess we will have to see. I really hope you guys enjoyed this. This is going to be part one to A Mother's Descent into Depravity. Part two will probably be out in a couple weeks or less, depending on when I get around to it and all of that. Now remember, this is a custom. If you would like one too, be sure to join the Discord and give me a shout. There's also a channel that explains pricing and everything when you get in there. The Discord server also has a lot of free stuff, and we also have a brand new creator named Candy Cums, who is amazing. And we're just getting more and more creators lately, and I'm super, super excited about that, and I hope you guys are too. Anyways, I can't wait to hear from you. Have a lovely evening, and I hope you enjoy part one to this lovely little two-part series we have going on here. Okay. Bye-bye, guys. Have a lovely night, and I hope you came lots.